is 9 minutes to midday, and time for the Cherry Flavour Lockdown. A very good morning to you, Jonathan Cherry.
Morning, Kino. Morning.
He is the founder of Cherry Flavour Media. You are fully locked down, or are you one of those essential people?
No, not essential at all. I'm locked down in the city, and it's been quite interesting, I must say. We live on quite a busy part of Kloof Neck Road, and for the past 4 days, there have been absolutely no cars. We've discovered that there are chickens living next door, and apparently birds live in the city. We never knew that before. But it's, you know, in so many ways, the peace and quiet has been really amazing. It feels like we live in the suburbs. But
it certainly does.
Yeah.
I remember
trying to find positives in the situation, but yeah.
We need to, hey. We have to balance it. I was saying to the team this morning as well, a lot of our stuff is sort of, you know, business as usual. It's heavy, sometimes negative, and we need to balance these things out. But anyway, you were talking about living in the city. I was driving into the city and I saw a whole lot of birds on the N1. I don't think I've ever seen 20 to 30 birds sitting on the N1 highway, so they're taking full advantage. But let's talk about, you know, let's get down to business, really. Is now the right time to reevaluate and reimagine your personal brand? I mean, let's chat about that. I would imagine, yes, it is. You've got all the time in the world to think about that now.
Yeah, exactly. I remember in 1997, Kino, there was a very well-known management consultant called Tom Peters, and he wrote this groundbreaking article in Fast Company magazine, which was all about how there's an opportunity to adopt the tactics from brands like Nike and Apple for yourself and create a personal brand. And I think since then, there's been a lot of focus on people starting to build personal brands. Nowadays, we know that you have influencers online and they have these social media channels, and they themselves have created a great brand. But, you know, we're in a time now where there's a lot of uncertainty. And I think, as you say, there's a lot of opportunity to just think about your own personal brand and the way that you present yourself professionally to the world. And there's a lot of value in doing that, because you don't necessarily want to present yourself like a commodity. You want to be different. You want to be forging ahead in a very specific way so that people see value in you personally and pay you a premium for your for that value. The one thing that I do find that a lot of people do is that they look inward. They think things like, what do I love? What do I really want to do with my life? Without actually looking at the context of what's around them. And I think what the opportunity now for people to do is to really start asking themselves the questions, what kind of jobs will the world need once we emerge from this pandemic? Where will the opportunities be? What jobs need to be done? Where can I earn money in this new world order that's going to emerge from this catastrophe? And start building from there, along with things like, what are your strengths? What are your skills? What do you love? What do you want to explore? And those things. And I guess what the opportunity is to synthesize the answers to all of those questions into a statement which you can really focus on. So as someone who works in the branding space, I would really urge people to think very carefully and consider their options in the space of personal branding. And if you can, go and find that original Tom Peters article from Fast Company magazine, 1997, just to give you the context into which you can start the process of thinking about these.
And branding is, I say, very simple, but it's essentially how people see you in relation to their own needs. And their own, realities, as it were, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the interesting things, is that there's so many definitions of what a brand is. Some people think a brand is just a logo or, you know, the adverts that you put out there. But a brand is a perception that others have of a company or of you. It's not necessarily real. It is a perception that people hold, but you can also manipulate that perception. You can design your brand in a very specific way. And I guess that's what the opportunity is to really start defining who it is that you want to be and start designing your personal brand along those lines as to where it's going to resonate the best when we get out of this situation.
Now, in this week's Corona commercials, we've got one from SA Tourism. I was actually sent that. I think it's the same one by CISA. I was totally blown away by that particular ad. Take us through the Corona commercials that we have.
Yeah, so there's two I want to chat about, Kino. The one, as you say, is from South African tourism. And as we know, the tourism sector in South Africa is being very badly affected by this pandemic and the shutdown. So you think of not just tour operators, but also people in the hospitality industry. South African tourism were very quick to offer some advice to South Africans to say, listen, for now, we need to stay home, but this is also the opportunity that you can start thinking about all of the places that you want to travel in South Africa when this time passes. So I guess what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, you know, build up your anticipation for when we are allowed to travel, because when we are allowed to travel, it's going to be game on in the travel industry. It's going to be weekends yep. away. It's going to be all of the enjoyment things. So that's a fantastic ad from SA Tourism. A minute and a half, you can go and enjoy that. The second thing I want to talk about is that Pick n Pay and their ad agency quickly gathered together some of South Africa's leading musical artists. And they put together quite a cool little ad, just kind of reminding people not to go and go to the supermarkets and stockpile essentials. So I think we've actually got a clip of that ad to listen to now.
Suddenly the things we know are not the same. But that doesn't mean we lose control. 'Cause now's the time to keep from falling apart. We gotta keep love in our hearts. Friends, don't let friends panic by, 'cause you don't wanna be that guy. Please think of those.
Well, there we go. Some amazing stuff there, Jono.
Yeah, I'm sure you recognize many of those voices, yep. but what's so cool is that they actually did that remotely. So it's all of the people doing video conferencing and singing via video conference call to put that collaboration together. Yep. So a fun little thing from Pick n Pay. What I think is really cool is that all of those artists would have been available because they are self-isolating. Mm. So, yeah, you might as well take opportunity where it lies, and that's exactly what Pick n Pay did with that. So
and they were gonna
look for it on Facebook, yeah.
And they were going to take money from anybody because they weren't making any. So,
exactly.
Which is the other thing. So a captive market there, right there. And then your right. the pick of the week, Sunday Times. Now, before you go on with this, right, some people saying to me, oh, but these brands have been found to be lifting prices. No, they haven't. It's a couple of people within the franchises within some of these brands. So let's get that into context. So let's talk about your pick of the week.
Yeah, Kino, I think the big theme with the coronavirus and this lockdown is collaboration and partnership. And I think over the weekend in the Sunday Times, the big four food retailers being Woolworths, Spar, Pick n Pay, and ShopRite, they collaborated in a one-page print ad that simply said, "We shall proudly serve." And they used their brand iconography for each one of those lines. So I think it's very cool that they saw the opportunity to say, you know what, we're going to put aside our differences in the competition, and we're going to put out an ad which really says we're going to collaborate to make sure that everyone is fed during this difficult time. And understandably, these are essential services, and the people who are working in the supermarkets are putting themselves out there.